Day 2. Content and Function.
Last time we talked about the kind of word that follows a verb like drink.
Yeah, it has to be a noun, like coffee. So you have drink coffee.
Then what about drink the water?
What about it, Marta?
Well, the word following drink here is the. Is the a noun?
No. It's an article, I guess.
Yes, one of the so-called parts of speech. And you just mentioned another.
I did? Oh, noun.
So we've got the words the and water, an article and a noun. Why do we have separate terms for them, Patrick?
Why? Because they're different.
In what way?
Oh, that's so obvious, Marta. For one thing, water you can look up in the dictionary.
But the is in the dictionary, too.
Sure, but how do you define it?
You're assuming that it has a definition, a meaning.
How can it be in the dictionary if it doesn't have a meaning? How can it even be in the language if it doesn't have a meaning?
Well, you're a native speaker of English too, Patrick, so tell me. If the has a meaning, what is it?
I don't know. Something about being definite, I guess.
But where's the definiteness in phrases like, say, the water, the stars, the library, the dinosaur, the end? Does it really reside in the word the?
Sure. Because if you take it away, you get water, stars, library, etc. No more definiteness.
So water, stars, library, etc. become definite with the addition of the.
Looks like it.
Well, if adding the makes these words definite, then isn't it easier to talk about what the does or how it functions than about what it means?
I think I see where this is leading. So you can call the a function word.
Yes, why not? But consider again the phrase, the water. If the performs a function, making water definite, then water provides the content of the phrase. Right, Patrick?
Okay. Function and content.
What are you thinking about?
Two kinds of words? Function words and content words?
Right on. And we'll see, as we move along, that it's a very important distinction for the rest of the language.